Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's a pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me, so I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you could talk shit about me for 30 minutes, and in the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Patrick Simpson, Pola 2, and Megan Weaver. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. Snow White 90210.
Morning.
Party star.
Oh, yes.
Hello. She partied like a rock star last night.
I heard she lost 13 teeth.
13.
Yes. Oh, God.
What happened? Did you drop her?
No. She's 11. 11 years old.
So the dentist pulled the teeth. They were rotten?
Yeah, they were bad.
That's what they did to me.
Yeah, oh. At 52.
Yeah, at 52, that's how I got on her teeth.
And I asked them if they can give her veneers, and they said they don't do that for puppies.
Megan, how many teeth they pull for me?
I think 39.
Do you even have 39 teeth?
I don't know. Don't ask me. But a lot.
Wear your sunglasses. Yeah, I know you were wearing sunglasses for a while. You just decided to take them off?
I did. I'm not going to wear sunglasses inside.
Why'd you zip yourself up? Oh,
because
my God.
I'm
it's
cold.
Ridiculous. Stop it. Open it up.
I'm cold. I don't have
By
a
the
shirt
way, she
on.
Looked better when you did that.
I
so
know.
For the picture, Paul had unzipped your top to
yes.
show a little cleavage.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, unfortunately, you got to really put that zipper low.
Well,
to
up,
see anything.
Jeff.
Well,
I have a bra on.
She's pretending like she's wearing
Are
a bra.
Are you kidding me? You're wearing a bra?
Yes.
And they sit that low with a bra?
Shut up.
It's not holding anything up.
God. Merry fucking Christmas to you, too.
She needs threads.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Boob threads.
We could do
Boob
that.
Boob threads.
Well, yes. I don't know. She needs threads, but then your sister-in-law last night didn't need anything. Let me tell you. She was all out.
Can I tell you, she's got really nice tits because she never breastfed.
I know, because she kept showing me her tits all
oh,
night.
She just kept,
I'm like, this is not that kind of a party. She just kept parading around.
Well, she lost her little pasties.
I took them off.
No, because they were falling off.
Well, because she didn't tape them properly. So I said, let's just peel it off. Just let them all hang out.
I believe her husband is on the phone. Carrie's husband.
You know, I talked to him last night.
Hi.
I'm here. And she was putting on a show for you girls last night.
So, Todd, what happened? First of all, Paul, you were saying that you had called Todd last night.
Yes. We called him.
We
just
did.
From
say,
the party.
Yes, from the party. And Liz was touching the wife's boobs, and Carrie was like, ooh,
she
I like it.
She kept pulling her boob out. And then every time I turned around, Carrie was bent over the table in her leather jeans with her ass sticking out. I'm like, oh, my God, someone's got to spank her or something.
Like, it was just ridiculous. Carrie was loose.
Todd.
And then talking to Todd, you know what he said?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just have a good time and take care of my girl. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're taking care of her, all right. You have no idea.
Now, Todd, what happened this morning? Because Carrie was my wingwoman last night, and she was, I mean, she's a damn good wingwoman,
yeah.
I have to say.
Oh, I bet.
Yep.
So what happened, Todd, this morning? Because I did witness it, but I want to hear it from you.
I got you. Well, first of all, when Paul called me, he's like, Tyler. I'm like, hi, hello, I'm here. He's like, I can't hear him. I can't. I'm like, I'm right here. I can hear you perfectly. So then after I get off the phone, I'm sitting there, and I played hockey last night. That's and plus, I didn't have an invite, so that's why I didn't go. But my phone starts going, I'm like, what the? And I look, and there's some random picture with Carrie and a dude. I don't have no idea who it is. From a number who I have no idea. So I'm like, Carrie, who are all these random people texting me? She's like, oh, people are asking me for my number. I just gave them yours instead.
It was so funny. This guy wanted your wife so bad, did not give a shit that I was there, did not care that she was married.
Yeah.
And finally, he was really aggressive. And so finally, she's like, he was like, I want your number, I want your number, I want your number. So she gave him Todd's number. And then Todd started getting pictures. The guy took a selfie with Carrie and sent it to Todd, thinking it was Carrie.
That's funny.
Unbelievable.
I was standing next to her, and she's like, oh my God, Todd's about to get numbers.
But she can, man, your wife can party though, I gotta tell you.
She's
we
a
had
good
fun.
Time.
Yeah,
that
she
Carrie.
Is.
So, Todd, I know that you want to promote JeffLewisMerch.com this morning. Alyssa's rolling her eyes. What is new at the JeffLewisMerch.com site?
Okay, so the only reason I'm called, well, first of all, I wanted to say hi to everybody, but I'm getting blown up on the university merch. I mean, it is going crazy. We've got shot glasses. We've got beer mugs. Ooh. We've got coffee cups. Chump University, there's one that's coming soon that will actually say pledge on the back of it that you can also get. But here's the deal. Often imitated, never, I don't know what that phrase is, but people are there's fake merch sites on there. The official JeffLewisMerch.com is where you got to go. Don't be fooled by these rip-off t-shirts. These other companies buy their t-shirts from Tijuana. They smell like smoke, not Jeff Lewis merch. No. So you want to go on there.
Todd, I've got a great Jeff Lewis merch that you can do for Chump University. I think you should do Chump University condoms.
Ooh.
Everybody would buy
no,
them. Are
nobody,
you,
no,
everybody
there's
would
not
buy
one Jeff
kidding?
Lewis Live listener that uses a condom.
The Chump's raw
that's
dog.
True. That's true.
Yeah, there's no
raw
way.
Dog. Well, from what I witnessed last night at the bar, I got to tell you, some people were like not coming out of that behind the bar. I was like, Jeff, the party's on the other side of the bar.
Oh,
I don't know what was going on. It's a little dark. I wasn't sure.
Okay, Todd. thank you so much for calling, Todd. Check out JeffLewisMerch.com. Are you going to go back to work now?
Patrick, thank you for... Hold on. I'm not done yet. Paul, Patrick, thank you for looking out for my wife last night. You guys are very sweet. I appreciate it.
Oh, she had a good time.
But Todd,
yes,
didn't the website crash?
It did, yeah. We broke the internet last time when we announced the Pepper shirt. It crashed. So we're still repairing it, but it's up now. It's got merch. Perfect for Valentine's Day. It makes a perfect gift for your lover.
Okay, do we still have dad stuff on sale too?
Dad stuff.
We have dad stuff. I mean, that's what we do. We do dad stuff.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, later.
All right, bye. Alyssa gave me a wonderful holiday gift.
Aw.
That bitch donated to the Human Rights Campaign in my name.
Shout out Human Rights.
She did it to fuck with me. She didn't do it. Yeah.
I told you we should donate in his name.
No.
No.
Nobody
no.
would
accept. I got you. That's your really gift, and then I got you a real gift.
Yes, thank you.
They won't accept any donations from us if it's on behalf
yeah,
of
Yeah, I still
Jeff.
Had to use my name.
Yeah,
because
they go,
he's blocked.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
So at what point, now, okay, so we have to mention, Megan, you were dressed, you had your makeup on done professionally,
professional.
You had this beautiful dress on, you looked amazing, and then you didn't make it to the party.
I did not.
And I totally respect you for this because you called me and said, I'm dressed, I'm ready to go.
Well, I had to prove, first of all, I FaceTimed you because I had to prove to you
that
I
was there.
I was ready to go and I was looking good. I was in that glam chair for 5 hours.
No.
Well,
it took
I got
that
my
long?
Hair, well, I got my hair colored and I did all that first. And then my makeup girl came and that took about an hour. But I was,
nice.
And my dress was so pretty. Ben went to Suit Supply.
Oh,
he got a gorgeous, like deep gray green, gorgeous, gorgeous suit with a vest. I mean, he looked amazing. And we were just about to walk out the door when I got a call from one of my kids whose heart got broken. So I had to stay home and nurse.
A breakup.
And I had to nurse my child's broken heart, which is, as a parent, I don't know if there's anything harder to deal with than a sick kid. Or a brokenhearted kid. Those are the two really,
tough.
Really
that
tough.
Sucks.
Are we
tough
mentioning
things.
Which kid?
I mean, I promised her that I wouldn't.
can we have the
okay,
address?
Okay, so it was Bo then.
Yeah. Can we have
Bo.
The address to the boy's house so we can go toilet paper?
No,
it tonight?
it's just awful.
It was her first love.
Yes.
Nine-month relationship,
yeah, yeah.
And she's just devastated.
Came out of nowhere, and her heart is just ripped in shreds. So there's a lot of...
Were you up most of the night with her?
Yeah, I just laid in bed with her and just held her all night and just rubbed
her
back.
You know, Megan, it seems really interesting that Jeff isn't going through the same thing.
No.
God,
Jeff feels 225 pounds lighter.
He was just like,
could not be happier.
A little butterfly.
It's a little different. A little different in my house, but yeah.
But let me defend myself because I do tend to bounce back very quickly.
Oh yeah, you think? All right. There's a lot of bouncing going
on.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Jeff walks on a trampoline.
I have to explain myself.
Yes,
so when
do.
Normally when I leave a relationship,
yes.
I have already emotionally left the relationship before I break up.
Ah.
So you have to understand this doesn't, it's not, yes, it looks, you know, it looks bad
it
when
looks
12
abrupt,
hours later I'm with someone else,
right. Yeah.
but you have to understand like the relationship was over when I read those texts in November. That's when it was over.
God.
And I have been trying for the last 6 weeks through therapy to try to get through this and trust him again. But I have broken up with him in my head 1,000 times. 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So by the time I was done, it's already over. It doesn't feel like a fresh breakup to me because I broke up 6 weeks ago. Hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
He didn't know it.
Yeah.
All right. I know is last night at Adrian Malouf's party,
yes.
Paul told me, go take a picture of the bartender. And I'm like, why am I taking a picture of the bartender? I'm thinking, it's 19 years. Are we doing a three-way? I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
Why are you telling me to go take a picture of the bartender? It's for Jeff.
Wait a minute. Come on.
What do you mean for me?
Okay. I thought
we didn't know what to get you, so we you know, it's Christmas. So, I mean, what's better
than... He's a tough guy to shop for.
I know. Yeah. So what do you get somebody who has everything?
Exactly.
The best-looking guy at the party.
Why not?
Hello. That's what you get me for Christmas.
Why not? If I couldn't have him, somebody I know should.
Babe, there's Scott, there's Gage, there's Stu. I thought Jeff had a type.
Yeah.
Until we saw Don.
Yeah.
Okay. That was all right.
It's way off type.
Okay.
But he's hot.
No, because once you go there, you don't go back. I don't know how that's going to work.
Wait a minute,
out.
Jeff. What happened last night?
Yeah, happened last night? Because there was an after party, I heard. We couldn't make it, but yeah.
Yes.
Okay, he was not at the after party.
He
you
was.
Guys are such instigators
yeah,
over
there.
Yeah, they
are.
Real
no, we're not.
Shitsters.
He was hot. This guy was hot.
Those
I saw
lips,
a picture.
Let me tell you, and he licked it several times.
Oh, okay.
They were moist.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They were moist.
I'm going to the bartender. I go, I need to take your picture. My husband told me to, and he goes, why? I go, I don't know, but he told me to take a picture, so I'm doing it. He goes, oh, pose. Turn this way.
So weird.
Jeff, it's not so bad. Listen, you had emotionally already broken up 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
So think of the turmoil that you were going through for 6 freaking weeks, and all of a sudden, here we are. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas, babe.
And now I understand. It's afterglow this morning, Jeff.
Oh,
nothing happened.
Although I will tell you this. I got a text from Jeff this morning. It was good morning, exclamation mark. Hey, here's a news story for today. Emoji, emoji. See you soon, exclamation mark. I'm
what?
Like, what the
what
hell
happened?
Is this? What have you done with Jeff Lewis?
He called me and was like, hi, hun.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I'm buying it, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, nothing has
happened.
That is
very out of character.
We just exchanged numbers and we've been texting. That's it.
Okay, fine.
And then I got a kissing emoji and I got a heart, so that's good.
Sexting? Okay. Wait, sexting
no,
or texting?
No, not sexting.
No, not yet. No, not yet. That's this afternoon.
Oh, maybe
it's coming up in another.
And then Carrie's like, invited to Christmas Eve. I'm like, I don't think so, Carrie. Like, it seems a little sudden.
Listen, if you're not into the guy, I know Carrie's definitely into the guy.
Okay, so Carrie, we went to the bar. So what I kept doing is I wanted to stay somewhat sober. So I really only had like 2 to 3 drinks the whole night. But I had to keep going to the bar. Right? For obvious reasons.
And you only went to that bar.
Only went to that bar. So
I
would take a couple sips, I'd pour my drink into the planter, and then I'd go back to the line of the bar.
Yeah.
So Carrie would go with me. And so did you notice where the ice bucket was? It was behind him and low.
Yes.
So every time he got ice, he'd have to turn around and bend over.
Yes.
So Carrie's like, can I have some more ice, please? And I'd be like, oh yeah, can I also have some ice, please? But yeah, we had a good time.
Oh
Carrie.
My God, Megan, you have no idea.
Oh, God,
I was
so
you last
fun.
Night with Carrie. I was like, Megan's not here. I'm gonna have to pick up the
yes,
slack.
Yes.
I mean, I had to touch her boobs. I had to have other people touch her boobs.
It's a
I
tough
had to
job.
Validate her.
But she was not the most drunk.
Who was the most drunk?
Krista.
Oh. A big shocker.
Oh yeah, oh. She was totally. She was showing me her tits too.
It was like
that
Mardi
tracks.
Gras.
That tracks.
I had no beats to pass out. It was like Mardi Gras. It was ridiculous.
So you know they. So we got in the car. I had a car, and I ended up with 4 women in the car. And they're like, let's go to Firefly.
Oh,
God.
And those girls were so rowdy. It was like, it reminded me of like Bad Mom's Christmas. They all have kids. The husbands are all at home. And these girls.
They just wanted to party.
They wanted to party. Yeah. And it was unbelievable. Krista was the most drunk.
Okay.
Then this soccer mom, Allison, who was a crazy, like fucking nuts.
Oh,
funny.
The skinny blonde one.
No, she's the one. Oh. She's short with like dark hair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. She kept going nuts. Like, we need to do a selfie.
Oh, my God. She was the one passing out the little pipe with the stuff on it.
Yes.
What?
Pipe
they were
with
all
what
sucking
stuff?
On the pipe.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Well, yeah. They wanted Adderall from me, and I'm like, I got nothing for you. Sorry.
Krista's asking him for Adderall.
I'm like, hello, look at me. I don't even smoke nor drink.
In the car.
I got Vicodin, but that's about it.
She goes, no, I don't.
She goes, no, I need something. I need a pick me up. I need a pick me up. I go, well, maybe you could go to one of the multiple bathrooms. There may be some activity there.
Shh, don't even bring that up.
Was Dorit there?
I don't know.
So it was Krista was the most drunk, then Allison.
Yeah.
Then I think Carrie and Liz were tied.
I think they just wanted each other so bad.
Those girls were. Well, Carrie told me again last night. She's like, if something happens to your brother, she's like, I'm going to be with women.
Well, if you saw Liz, she took out
hot.
Both of her boobs.
Wait,
yeah. It was a TikTok
so
moment.
Everybody yes. had their tits out.
Everyone was taking their tits out all night long.
It's like a bachelorette party.
No, but they were perfect. They were like really showcasing
beautiful
nips. Yeah. I mean, they were like, look at my nipple.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, it was. I was like, oh my God, put him away.
That party was, I think there was twice as many people as Halloween.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Like over 500 people.
So many people.
She collected so many gifts. People were so generous. They brought so much stuff.
She told me
the
other
night,
1,000 toys.
Yeah,
that's a 1,000
toys.
That's
awesome.
I brought 4 smushmallows. Squishmallows.
Aww.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But there were beautiful toys, unwrapped, big bicycles, and
it was very cool.
Barbies and boys and girls toys. I mean,
that's wonderful.
It warms your heart.
You know,
we
should sell on Jeff Lewis merch, Chef Stew knives.
I thought you're giving those to Krista.
I am.
Oh, okay.
But I think we could sell a few.
Oh, sure. Oh,
don't we need knives?
I need
don't
knives
want
too.
Chef
I gave my knives. I'm giving the knives to Krista. She wants them.
I don't mind getting cooking.
You broke our knives.
I think I can take the other gift back.
Okay, we'll do that.
What did I get him? What was the other gift? What are those? Apple AirPods Max? Do you know what those are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
They're expensive. They're like $500. I think I can just take it back. I'll take it back. Because you didn't open the box.
Oh.
I can take
that. You're such an Indian giver.
We never gave them.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
I'm not giving them any gifts.
Yeah.
You're not giving
kids.
You can't say that.
That doesn't seem
politically correct. They don't say that anymore.
Well, by the way, you know what Carrie said last night?
No, I don't
want
to. No, I don't want
to know. Okay, so do you know Liz is much older than she looks?
Yeah.
But
she
looks so fucking
hot.
Yeah. I'm not going to say her age, but when she said her age, Carrie's like, Asian don't raisin.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Help me.
She's gorgeous.
But you know what? Interesting. Everybody there at the party was so beautiful. Yeah. Everybody was dressed.
You should have seen me.
People were having a good time.
You would have fit right in.
Well,
yes.
Can I tell you, your best friend Eden?
Yes.
Oh,
did she look
my
good?
God.
Paul made her gown.
She was rocking it like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I brought her over to meet Jeff first.
Yes.
She's like, yeah.
She's beautiful.
I'm the one that everybody talks about.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like everybody knew.
We're making Jeff. He has to go on the cruise. On the Croatia cruise.
Yeah.
When is that?
2024.
July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got
some
time.
Long time.
Remember, you know what? It's interesting that every time you have us on, you were on a pause with Stu. And I'm just going back going, well, which, you know, person were you going to pick to go on the cruise? Now, here we are at that moment again.
Oh, we did talk about that.
Yeah. Well, that's why.
Maybe it's Don.
I think it'll be recycled by
then. It'll be recycled.
I don't know. He's a pretty sweet guy.
Very
cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, just the way he looks. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
But I will say it's 2024. Yeah. I'm just going to do a Jeff plus one.
There you go.
That's it.
Because you
that's
don't
all you
know.
Have to do.
That's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to give a name.
Listen, he can pick somebody up at the port. That's so just randoms. Just line them
up.
It's
going to be an epic trip.
When we come back, I want to know who you thought was best dressed, who was worst dressed. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back with Patrick Simpson, Pola 2, and Megan Weaver. All right, so I just got an idea. Well, somebody just sent me the DM. They would love to see on Jeff Lewis merch, spam-likely t-shirts. Spam-likely.
That's a good one.
That's a real good one.
That's a good one. That's a good one, honey.
Yeah.
And then Todd also is suggesting that we raffle the chef's stew knives.
Well, what's Krista going to do?
Yeah, you can't leave her hanging.
You promised her the knives.
Yeah, I know.
You only have one knife.
Just give her one knife.
Should we raffle that?
Raffle the rest.
Should we raffle that?
Who's going to know?
What is that again? An AirPod Max. Should we raffle that?
Ooh, that would be juicy.
It's $500.
It's a good gift.
Honey. That's a good gift.
Honey. Yeah.
$500, honey.
Yeah. Is my name in the hat for the raffle?
Put it in.
Did your car still smell like mildew?
No, I got so many great tips from listeners about what to do. So I got a can of Lysol, sprayed the shit out of it. Oh. Then I got a bag of charcoal, barbecue charcoal, and put it on the front seat and left that in the car overnight. And it just sucked up all the moisture and the smell.
The last time you were here and I went to your car,
oh my God,
I could smell it from 4 feet away.
It was disgusting.
It smelled, I don't know how you weren't gagging while
I
driving that
gagging.
Car. It was so disgusting, the smell.
Did you have to drive with the windows open?
Yes.
Oh,
honey,
God.
It was real bad.
I thought you were getting a new car anyway.
But I had to wait for my car to dry out.
When is the new car coming? What are you doing?
I'm a little busy right now. It's Christmas. I will go the week after Christmas and start car shopping. For the love of God, you're obsessed
She's
with
a
my
little
car.
Busy.
Your lease is up.
It's not. I extended the lease until April, honey.
Oh, okay.
We got a little time.
She sounds like she's
Leave
got
it
a,
be.
We got a little time.
You sound like you've got a Jameson kind of a car at this point.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ.
It's not that
Nothing
bad.
Is that
it
bad.
Probably smells worse than Jameson's.
Well, oh no, God. I can't imagine. I'm sure there's a lot of history in Jameson's back seat.
That's true.
For sure.
And he's got cloth seats.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You know what that means.
Maybe we should have got him Lysol for Christmas.
Maybe. Oh,
a bag of charcoal.
There's still time.
charcoal.
Now, you're not letting Ben go rogue this Christmas. You've guided him, right, with gift-giving ideas?
We came up with a plan, and I don't know if you're going to approve, but I don't really care. The plan is we are not buying each other Christmas presents this year.
That's fine.
We're just not doing it.
Oh.
The addition, honey, it is a runaway fucking train at this point.
That's the present.
Yeah. So we're just going to take the pressure off and just relax and just get the kids gifts.
That's fine.
Yeah. So that's the plan.
That doesn't sound good.
I'd still like him to get you something small, special.
He probably will, but we just
took
the pressure.
But you can't let him go on his own. That's the problem.
But it doesn't. I don't want a big gift. We need to just focus on the kids and the addition.
But even if it's something that's going to go inside the new space, that could be like
another glass animal.
Oh God, no.
Okay, I'm just afraid he's going to get you like a plant or like
slippers.
Socks. Or
why don't you
know.
Tell him to call me and then I'll take him shopping.
Okay. You've got a day.
I have an appointment at Hermes.
And, yeah. That doesn't sound like a little token brand. Gift to me.
By the way, I called Chanel in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And I said,
the relatable part of the show.
I said, can I come in? They said, you have to have an appointment. I said, I know. Can I make an appointment? We don't have any appointments to after Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck off then. I'll go spend my money elsewhere.
No, you can still spend it with them. You can get it online.
It's too late. Christmas Eve's tomorrow.
Oh, well, do you want me to? What
Christmas
do you want?
Eve is tomorrow?
I'll go pick it up for you. Christmas Eve.
Can I get in?
Of course you can get in.
You can get me in Chanel?
Oh, honey, anybody can get into Chanel.
Not me. Yeah,
he can.
His reputation precedes him, maybe.
This is what else I don't want. In addition to a donation to the Human Rights Campaign in my name, I don't want those fucking fruitcakes, cheap chocolates, cheap candles that smell like Lysol.
Yep. Yeah, oh, those Yankee candles.
Could you guys give me the gift?
I don't want a tie. I really don't want a tie.
Yeah. I didn't get you a tie. Don't look at me.
Give me the gifts back
that
I brought today.
Which I think is a bad idea, is when someone gets someone a pet.
Oh, you can't do that.
What do you mean?
Like when someone just shows up with
That's
a pet.
That's beautiful.
Oh.
No.
My daughter was at a white elephant party,
and
the last gift was a betta fish. And nobody wanted the fish.
What's a betta fish?
It's actually kind of cute.
It's like a fish in a box.
A live fish?
Yeah, live fish.
No.
But that's a lot of work.
I also, I'm on my own this weekend. I have no twinks.
Oh.
And I'm going to have to assemble the fucking toys for Santa.
Oh. Dawn's
from
available.
Santa from Monroe. Oh. I don't know. It's going to take me. I might as well start when
you
I get
start
home.
Start right now.
You're right. Yeah. I got to put together the dollhouses and the rooms.
You should have brought them in so Kian and I could be like tinkering away.
Kian, you might have to help me with that today. Because my parents always did this for me. So when I would wake up on Christmas morning, the Santa gifts are unwrapped and assembled.
Oh.
And then they wrapped
with a bow.
The gifts
Same
from
thing.
Them.
My parents did that for us,
too. Oh, that's
too.
Cute.
Yeah.
So I got to unwrap it and assemble it all so when she gets there on Christmas.
Yeah, of course. I could do
drive-by at Home Depot, pick up a couple of locals. They'll be more than happy to be able to put it together.
Can they stay the weekend?
Oh, my God.
Because I have no staff.
Do they like to watch TV? What?
Can they make martinis?
Well, I'm going to be like,
do they like popcorn?
So I met Stu in February, and I'll start from the beginning.
They're going to be emotionally fatigued and out that door in 3 hours.
They're going to hang themselves from the Christmas tree.
I say two.
Yeah.
They do 8-hour shifts, so I'll have a run back and forth so that they can come back and have another one.
And if they could sleep at just the foot of my bed. Just in case I need them.
Sweet. Oh, God, we're going to have to find a hairy one.
Why?
Why is that a prerequisite?
Because it's like a puppy. Like, it keeps you warm.
Oh.
We just said no pets for Christmas.
I don't like too hairy. Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Oh, no.
Is that what you're drawn to? Or?
No.
Oh, God, no. I don't have any hair.
Oh, okay. No, Now, so you guys got some threads, it looks like. Somebody has some wounds on the side of his face.
Oh, God, it hurts. They were kissing me and... like hugging me yesterday. I'm like, I think I need to dose up a little bit more. Ouch, it hurts.
When did you do the threads?
Sunday.
We went with Dr. Busso in Beverly
Hills. We go after hours, not a normal time.
So I did threads too, but yours are very aggressive.
Yes.
Are they aggressive?
Aggressive threads. Those are like, what did they use?
It's like a mini face. It's called the Busso lift. It's like a mini facelift.
He shoved it up in there and yanked
it. I mean, it worked.
A lot of threads.
I mean, it's like one of those wheelies. You know how you do the curtain?
Yeah.
It's like he just kept yanking and yeah. I'm like, don't stop now.
I mean, I could definitely tell that you had it done.
Do I look better?
You look good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely lifted all underneath.
Well, got rid of all of this.
Maybe.
But you have a lot of wounds now on the side.
It'll go away.
Do you feel them in you?
No.
I
well,
do.
It I depends do. On.
Okay, that sounded weird.
It really
Let's hope so.
I'm sorry.
Is it in?
Oh yeah, that first, of course.
Oh God.
But you should go get aggressive a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what? Well, no, I'm just puffy this morning.
Oh, is that what it's called? Yeah.
Okay. Same.
From the actually, it was some sort of it was the Jeff Lewis drink.
Oh.
It was a custom drink. I don't know. It was a tequila sunrise.
Oh, you were getting a special
with
treatment
a roofie.
Sex on the beach.
It was good. I don't know. He. I don't know.
Well, you know they had Adrian's drink there, Commissario. That's her tequila.
Yes.
Yes.
That's so good. That's amazing, a good tequila, apparently. Too, I don't drink, so I have no idea. They gave me a bottle.
It is a nice, smooth
tequila. It's really smooth, apparently.
Yeah. So I have no hangover, and I didn't know if it was because the tequila is so smooth, but I took that prevention, the drink aid prevention.
Yep.
And Carrie told me this morning, she texted me, she's like, oh my God, I feel
She doesn't great. Feel anything.
She goes, I feel great. That prevention worked.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I made all of the bad moms drink prevention because they were all getting wasted. And I'm like, I literally started handing them to the bad moms. Yeah.
We had Patrika Darbo was there from Days of Our Lives. She came with us and she drinks like a fish. I love her. And so the first thing she gets there, we get to the house and I said, I brought her a drink aid. I said, drink this. She goes, what is this, honey? What is this? I said, just open it and drink it.
Yeah, I mean, it
works.
It's pure vitamins.
It works.
It smells like shit. It tastes like shit, but you chase it. I chased it with a tequila sunrise.
I do two a night. I do one, and then like a couple hours later, I do a second one.
You do two preventions?
I do.
I asked Adrienne, do I need to do two? She's like, no, just do one.
Well, I think
you know,
two is better.
There's a before and an after one, which I don't understand why, because if you're drunk and you forgot to drink the before one,
you can drink the
after one.
Right.
It's like the pill that you take after
this
you're
coming
the
from a non-alcoholic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I'm just
very proud of myself because Arthur drove... you know, me and the bad moms, to Firefly. And Carrie's like, come in for a drink. And first I said no, and then I said yes. And then when I got to valet, I'm like, girls, I can't continue. Like, it's 11:30. I got to be up at 5:45. Yeah. I'm like, I've got to go home and sleep. So it took all the self-control that I have in my entire body to not walk into the Firefly bar. And I'm so happy I did. I was in bed by 12:06.
Smart. Who are the bad moms?
The bad moms are Krista.
Yes.
She's the fucking leader.
Okay.
And
I
then,
loved her coat, by the way.
Gorgeous.
I told her to take it off so I can take it home. Then she put it back on.
She looks beautiful.
Yeah, she's hot.
She is hot. But she's down on men right now. And so she was giving another little negative Nelly, like... advice right
well, she
now.
She was going at it with Kelly and Rick. Let me tell you, Kelly's cleavage. She just kept having to close it. And Chris
but I
like,
get it. They go on the apps and they date and they have a bunch of bad experiences. And then right now she just needs to take a break
because
she's kind of got a bad attitude with men right now.
This is coming from you, advice. Yeah, right. That really works. Okay, let's see. Why don't you give us men advice, Jeff? Certainly.
I'm excited.
You should be.
Like I'm. I don't know. Like I feel light.
Okay, I have to say that I've known you for, 20 years now almost? You felt very yourself.
I did feel
like
myself.
You were in your element. You didn't feel like you had to worry about what you said, what you did, how you acted. And you were just a beautiful human last night. You were really
not
that much of a bitch to anybody. You actually shook two people's hands.
No.
You said hello. You took pictures.
No.
Oh my God, Jeff.
What?
No.
You
took
pictures.
We took pictures and he didn't say, wait, another photo?
Actually, that's very true. You sent me a picture.
You did.
A cute photo of you and Carrie. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You were loosey goosey having a good time.
You were such a good
time. And by the way, I only had a couple drinks, so it wasn't like I was wasted.
You were
I was
smiling.
Just happy.
We could see your tea.
And I told you in the bathroom this morning, because anyone who knows me.
Excuse me. Let's back up. Just 20 seconds back. I told you in the bathroom this morning. You guys went to the bathroom together?
I never go to the bathroom alone, if you know me. I always have a companion.
Exactly.
So Patrika and I went.
Yes.
So Patrika and I went. Don't worry, because there's a stall. And
this relationship is really going sideways.
We didn't sword fight or anything like that. He was in a different. I was at the urinal. He was in the booth. But we were talking. I like to talk when I go to the bathroom.
And he likes to flush. Oh my God! What a combo.
Yes.
So I said to him, I said, you know, it feels like a relief that I don't have to babysit.
Yeah.
I wasn't for the first night in 10 months. I didn't have to worry about how much he's having to drink. Where he is, what time is he going to be home. I didn't have to worry about any of that shit last night. It is such a relief.
You seem relieved. You really did.
I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
You know, some people come into your life and they're just beautiful humans. That's, you know, not to negate them as a person. But the relationship, when they don't know how to be able to compliment you, becomes such a big, big problem. And being together is a challenge in itself because of day-to-day grind.
Yeah.
Then you have to be able to then put all that together. And if you don't feel like yourself and you can't be yourself and you can't just truly just unwind and when you get home have somebody that you could just cozy up to and feel confident,
right?
Then it's a problem.
I was always hurt.
It's exhausting.
Always upset. always anxious, stressed out, worried, concerned.
That's not helpful.
It was just all the time. No. It was all the time. And you know, you were saying this morning that you love hanging out with Patrick. Like, you love being together.
Yeah, we do.
So what if I want to be with him all the time?
What's
so
wrong
what?
With that?
Like, I like being with him.
Yeah, of course.
But it somehow became like a thing. Like, I've got to be by your side 24/7. You know,
don't make
me feel bad about wanting to be with you.
I want to be by his side all the time. We have so much fun together. Life is all about.
You don't have to be by anyone's side, but if you're connected, you're joined. There's this really, really invisible thread that connects you together. So the respect is there. So when you're somewhere, he's texting me pictures. He's sending me messages. Mm-hmm. He's sending me love notes. Mm-hmm. And not so much, I'm ignoring you. I'm busy. I'm doing something different than what I have to be with you.
I was always, I included Stu in everything I do.
Yes.
Like, always invited him. Yet I was never invited to anything that he did. And what was interesting about it is once I read those texts, I thought to myself, oh, this is why you don't invite me anywhere, because of all the bad behavior that goes on. He can't get away with what he was doing if I was there. So I get why there was two separate lives.
But he also knew that that's not appropriate behavior to begin with. So why would you do it?
Which is why he
hides it. If you're going to be in a relationship.
But if you're also in a relationship, you can't go rogue. He would kill me if he didn't hear from me for an entire day. Oh, my God. It would be...
Well, I said to him, you know, because we talked briefly yesterday before I blocked him, and I said, look, first and foremost, I was concerned and worried.
Of course.
About where you were.
Yeah. Of course.
And he's like, you're so, you know, controlling or whatever. Why didn't you? See, I'm always getting this, the criticism that I'm controlling. So I was very conscious of that, which is why I didn't call him or text him, because I don't want to appear to be this smothering, controlling.
Right.
Person.
Yeah, but you waited for him to be able to do the respectful thing and connect back with you as you're not being controlling.
Right.
So it's his responsibility to say, you know what? He's leaving me alone. Great. Hey, babe, what's going on? Here's where I am.
Right. Yeah,
this is what
in.
We're doing.
100%.
Missing you.
Yeah.
Anything could have been just a beautiful moment.
But, okay, so, but I also want to say, because I just don't, you know, I don't want to just bash him or whatever. I do think he is a very nice man. I think he has a big heart.
Yeah. Of course.
I just don't think we're at the same, we're not the same place. We're not at the same place in our lives.
Yeah. That's okay.
And I want different things and I have different priorities.
Absolutely.
And that's
it's
it.
Just not
Jeff,
a fit.
You have a big world that you are a part of. And anyone that comes into your life, whether they're a friend to you, a relationship with you, a business partner with you, and there's so many different facets and layers to each of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
They have to understand that you come with certain commitments, certain dedication to certain things. And they have to be able to relate to that on your level, not on theirs.
Right.
And even if they're a big tycoon, they have responsibilities and commitments, but there's this sense of belonging to another human. That's a beautiful moment that when you reach, none of that stuff matters. The money doesn't matter. What do I have to do doesn't matter, because it's innate. You do it out of respect, out of kindness, out of the care and the love.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So when he says I'm controlling, I'm
he
not.
Is.
Well, what a bitch. I'm not controlling. I want him to be controlling. I want him to know where I am.
Yeah.
I yearn for him to care for me enough to know that if something happened to me between the hour of 12 to 2 and he hasn't communicated with me, then he knows what I was up to.
Yeah.
He knows where I am.
I don't want, believe it or not, I don't need to be tethered to someone. I don't need to keep someone in a cage. But I want, but in order for me to feel okay about someone going out and I need to trust them.
Yes.
I need to trust them.
Right.
And that was the main issue.
That's
however, I will say that I am grateful because I continued therapy as a result of this relationship. I continued therapy. I've confronted my own demons, my own faults, and I believe I've grown a lot in the last 10 months, a lot, and I'm grateful to him for that.
Yeah.
Very grateful. So I think I'm in a much better place today than I was 10 months ago. And he prompted me. I mean, I think that relationship prompted me to continue therapy.
You grew.
That's good.
Yeah. Something good came out of
it. Yeah, of course.
I think we have Kelly Dodd on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Kelly.
Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
You looked amazing last night.
I woke up to Chef Stu calling me.
Again?
That's how I woke up this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He called me at 8 o'clock this morning, and I woke up. I thought it was Jolie. And I said, Chef Stu, and I just put it and hung back up.
Kelly.
I'm not getting into this morning. Yeah.
But Kelly, it sounds to me like he needs a friend. You guys are friends. He needs probably someone to talk to. I think that you would probably offer him some good advice and support. Look, I understand if you don't want to get involved, but it sounds to me like he probably needs somebody to talk to right now.
I'll talk to him on my way home back to – I'm at Eden Albert's house.
That's a good idea. On the drive back.
I'll call him on my way – on the drive back, yeah.
I think that would be nice for you to do that because I think he might be spiraling a little. Can I ask you something more important? Did you see Carrie's tits last night?
No, I want to, though.
Oh, my God. Kelly, everybody saw that.
Everyone saw that.
She was busy with Crystal's tits.
Carrie. How did I? No, I felt her boobs, though.
Okay.
How did everybody see her boobs? Oh, because she was popping out?
Yeah, she was showing everybody.
Well, what happened was, what were those? The pasties fell off.
The pasties, I took them
off. At least saw her nipples, right?
No, I didn't. I felt them, though.
I didn't see them.
I didn't know people were looking at her boobies. I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You want to see
them? I don't know if Rick wants me.
I saw you smack her ass.
I don't know.
Oh, you did smack her ass?
I did smack her ass.
Yeah.
I did.
I don't think you were the first one.
I don't know if Rick wants me to mention this, but Kelly and Rick were sitting there with Krista having an entire conversation, which was out of this planet because I couldn't relate to anything that was going on. And then Choco Taco came over.
Who?
And Choco Taco.
Who's that?
Choco. No, my friend. No, my friend. My friend Eric Gordon. No, my friend Eric Gordon plays for the Houston Rockets. He used to come over with this guy Rico to my house when I was single.
Yeah.
And we would go out for Taco Tuesday, and then we used to, because every Tuesday we go out and we started calling it Choco Tuesday.
But
we'd go out with Eric Gordon and Rico.
But he had sex
with
Kelly's friend.
Did Kelly, did you have sex with any of those guys last night?
No, not her.
No, not
her
last
friend.
Night, but
no.
Before,
Krista, right?
Before
Krista.
Rick.
No, not Krista.
Oh, it wasn't Krista?
No.
Oh, I was so confused.
I'm confused by what's happening.
I have no idea. I have
no idea
what is happening.
But Rick thought that Choco Taco was interested in Kelly, but
Choco.
They were really, really good friends.
Choco Taco.
And I understood it, but they didn't understand.
Yeah, Rick got jealous last night.
Yeah, Rick did get jealous.
He was.
Ooh. I had to talk him off the ledge. I'm like, you're the one. I'm like, you got to marry her.
He had to stand
up
and
go,
yo, bro.
But
bro.
Kelly, you looked so freaking hot last night.
Yeah, you did.
He was like, bro, I mean, respect, bro. Like, seriously, I'm sitting right here, bro. I was like, Rick, it was a very, very masculine moment. I hadn't seen that in a while.
Yeah.
God, I'm so bummed I missed this.
Yeah, and she kept, and then of course Kelly was like, let me cover my boobs just a little bit.
They were popping out. Whose boobs were more popping out, me or Carrie?
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
Actually, Liz. Liz kept popping out.
Oh, Liz, yeah.
Well, she was intentional.
Well, she just got divorced, so she's shopping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's shopping.
Carrie's the wrong tree, but I don't know.
I mean, they would make a hot couple, Liz and
they
Carrie.
They would, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would.
Those nipples is explosion.
You know what? Carrie's got a nice butt. I love her butt.
Yeah.
Oh. Carrie's got a nice
And it's
butt.
All, like, real. It's not
BBL.
Yeah.
BBL.
There's nothing wrong with the BBL, thank you.
Now, Krista's is the BBL.
And Patrice.
She's got a nice big...
And me.
Yeah.
And Patrice.
Well, Krista's all fake from head to toe. Her lips, you could see it from a mile away. I mean, it was like a little glow. I mean, you knew she was coming. And then she took off her coat and her boobs. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, Megan, how's Drew?
Oh, you know, it's a little rough right now. But
she didn't go to school today, did she?
They're out of school.
They're
okay,
out
good.
Of school.
Yeah, but thanks, sweetie. Thanks for your text. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kelly. Happy holidays.
All right, you guys.
Love you.
I'll call
Bye, guys.
You.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
I'll call you on my way home. From
Thanks,
okay.
Kelly,
Thank you,
you
Kelly.
Forgot to pick up what I had for you in the car. Duh.
Next time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Next time, I will.
All right. Love you, Kelly.
Bye.
Do you want to take Sherry in Louisiana? Okay. Hi, Sherry.
Oh, I love Louisiana.
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
Wonderful. I'm wrapping Christmas gifts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's for my son. I had to go shopping for his wife for him. Oh. So I'm wrapping them now for him. Anyway, I was calling about Patrick and Paul's comments about, you know, a relationship.
Yeah.
Yes.
My husband and I have been married almost 38, or it'll be 38 years in May.
Congrats.
Wow.
Yes. And, you know, we've always been together. Now, he did work in the oil industry for about 20 years. And during that time, he worked 28 and 28. So he was gone a month at a time.
Okay.
Wow.
But when my boys, you know, grew up and left home, I told him, I said, you know, because I was a stay-at-home mom and raised my boys. I said, I really think I want to see about getting at least a little part-time job because, you know, I need something to do when you're gone. And he's like, please don't. He said, because when I'm home, I don't want you going to work. I want to spend time with you. So I didn't do that, which I've talked to you before, Jeff. We moved to Pensacola. We opened a restaurant there. We've closed it this past May. We moved back to Lafayette, Louisiana.
Sherry, how do we make this back about me? How do we circle back to Jeff?
Make it about you.
Yeah, make it about me.
You.
Oh, God. Now we know your life story.
I mean, you started at the beginning.
Because, you know, if you don't talk about me, I get bored.
Lafayette.
I know.
But I'm glad that you're happily married.
She's trying to say that she's very happy being with the guy.
Yes.
All the time. We love that. All the time.
And they hang out together.
And that's what he wanted. And
it
communicated
doesn't matter
what
they do. And they just communicate. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you, Sherry. Love you. Happy holidays. So can you please tell us who you thought was best dressed?
Oh.
Okay. So.
Me and Paul, we're the best dressed.
Okay, besides you two.
You know what? He's such a, you know. Okay,
besides
so I got to tell you. Okay, so Eden's gown was fabulous.
That you made.
Yes. I mean, that was
it's a little biased.
It was number one.
But I'm sure
Carolyn Hennessy. He made that one too.
She looked
okay, so
gorgeous.
Everybody who was in a Pola 2
no,
gown
wait,
no,
were
no, best
no,
dressed.
I'm going to get to the other ones.
Okay.
Krista looked really pretty.
Yes,
Kelly Dodd. I mean, she did knock it out of the park because she's just hot anyway.
Yeah. Hot body.
I mean, she looked really, really sexy.
Yeah.
And Adrian, her pants made her legs look like she was like 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
I mean, she looked so statuesque.
I wish
statuesque.
She would have seen my dress.
And she was wearing purple, which is the hot new color.
And you know it was a really sexy.
Oh, purple's the hot new color.
Yeah.
It's the hot new color.
Oh.
Yeah. Purple's the hot
brand
new.
New
color. So
we
got
to
really,
make those
really
Chump
gorgeous.
University
purple.
T-shirts in purple.
Eggplant.
It was actually aubergine.
Okay.
Let's not.
Well, they'll be aubergine then.
Yes, yeah. Aubergine. Eggplant is when you go to the grocery store. Aubergine is when you shop at Polo too.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Oh.
It's more expensive.
Wow.
So I'm
going to
get purple.
So purple.
I'm buying purple.
Burn.
Who else are good?
Niecy Nash and her wife, Jessica.
Oh, my God. Niecy's outfit was hot.
I didn't see her.
Tight.
You told me that
we were dancing with her.
Natalie from Facts of Life was there.
Yes, Mindy Cohen.
She looked so cute with her little bob cut.
Yes.
She looked really hot. But, you know, everybody was very, very well dressed. And there was a lot of color.
Yeah.
People weren't really wearing black.
Like, I did. All black.
My dress was black.
I wore all black.
That you didn't get to see.
Layered in black.
Yeah, well, we know what you went after. Don't want to tell ya. You were in a mode.
It's Christmas.
Wrap it up.
He did say that.
Well, once he go black, you
do. Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, look at you blushing. Oh, so sweet.
Not do you guys really. Have any big Christmas plans?
Thank
yes,
you, Megan.
We are going on a cruise to Colombia.
How exciting.
What? When?
Watch out for rogue waves.
December 29th.
Yeah.
Where How long are you going to be gone?
10 days.
12
wow.
days.
Wow.
11 days.
That's
11
exciting.
Days.
Yeah. I'll be eating, sleeping, and then as soon as I get back, my Ozempic will get delivered.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Enjoy. Oh, so you're doing Ozempic now.
Oh, my. No, I'm
no, you can't.
Doing
you
it
gotta,
in
you wanna
January.
They want to enjoy the holidays.
Doug just got approved his insurance.
I know. It's so exciting.
I
a Christmas miracle. It really is.
And we started shooting season 5 of Gowning Out in Beverly Hills.
Congratulations.
And season 4 is coming out in 2 months.
All right. We will be back on Tuesday with a brand new show. Have a very happy holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
We love all
everybody.
The Jeff Lewis Live listeners.
We love you.
Love you, Sherry.
Just Sherry.
God bless
Bye,
us.
Orphy.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.